Alibaba announcing that it's buying a major stake in Indian e-commerce firm Paytm. Alibaba investing $177 million into Paytm, giving it a 36% stake in the firm. The Chinese company, already the largest shareholder of 197 Communications in India, which in itself controls a stake in Paytm e-commerce. Paytm, best known in India for its e-wallet system, not unlike the WeChat wallet system. It has over 200 million users through its e-wallet system. But Paytm also handles direct deposits for employee payments in India as well. For more on this, we're on the line now with CRI financial analyst Cao Tsen. Cao Tsen, thank you very much for taking a moment or two with us. So let's talk about the decision by Alibaba to increase, I guess, its stake in Paytm, even though technically it's buying into it, it's getting a more controlling interest in it. What's the drive here? I mean, what's the rationale behind Alibaba's move?
Well, I think this move is expected because Paytm's line of business is very similar to that of Alibaba. And it's in the emerging markets where a lot of growth in that sector can be anticipated. And Alibaba needs to expand into India. And the best way to do it is to acquire a company which has the name recognition and the base, the users that are already established. And Paytm fits that profile. So I think it's very natural that Alibaba has his eye on it. And at this point, if you look at the big picture, it's also part and parcel of the great trend of Chinese enterprises going abroad, acquiring name brand companies, and have a international presence.
Now, it's interesting that you use the term Alibaba needs to invest in India, because that itself is interesting because, I mean, India is a major market, of course, second only to China as far as available population when it comes to consumers, but Chinese companies have had their issues getting into the Indian market. Look at Xiaomi, which ran into a number of problems through the past couple of years there. So what is it? Is it just a vast amount of consumers that's the main draw for India, or are there other factors that keep driving Chinese companies toward that market?
Well, I think you're right, Paul, that the fact that it's an emerging market where you have fast economic growth is an important factor. But India has the added advantage in the sense that it is also a very good technology hub in many ways, because if you look at the human resource, the talents, the engineering talents, and the fact that by buying a company in India, I think Alibaba can also acquire some technology that it may not already have in China. So it's really a win-win situation for both. And if you look at the valuation, generally speaking, companies in emerging markets do not have a very high P/E ratio, especially in a country like India, where you don't have a lot of hype, a lot of coverage from the brokerage house. So you can sometimes get companies at a very attractive valuation. So that's the important factor to consider.
Yeah, is that going to be the trend, though, for Alibaba? Because, I mean, a few years back, it was really making its push toward getting into the developed markets. I mean, it had its big rush on the U.S. Back in the day, which I guess sort of went off all right. But, you know, is the company expected to focus more on the emerging market opportunities now? Or is it going to try and, you know, play out a combination of both, do you think?
I think it will try to do both. I think it is already established several partnerships in Europe, and so that the people, for instance, when they shop in Europe, they can use Alibaba directly in many shopping malls. And I think its main advantage is still, and the main starting point is still Southeast Asia, where you have a huge population of Chinese who are culturally have a cultural affinity with what Alibaba is trying to do. So I think Alibaba still has a great opportunity to establish itself in many Southeast Asian nations and to drive its growth, not just from a domestic point of view, but also have synergy and growth internationally.
Zhao Tan, CRI Financial Analyst.